praying in the garden. Not long after Jesus and his disciples ate the Passover supper together, one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, betrayed him to the priests and rulers of the temple. These men had been looking for a chance to arrest him. Jesus knew this would happen. In fact, he had told the disciples that he would be betrayed by one of them. Jesus had told the disciples that he would leave them, that he would be put to death, and that he was going back to live with the Father. He had also told them the Father would send another helper to them, the Holy Spirit. But the disciples did not fully understand what he was saying. After Jesus and the disciples left the room where they had eaten the Passover supper, they went to the Mount of Olives and into the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked the disciples to wait, and he went farther into the garden to pray. Judas had left earlier by himself. After some time, Jesus came back to the disciples who had gone to sleep. He was very sad, and he went to pray three times, but the disciples were too tired to stay awake. He woke them up, and as they were talking, Judas came up to them. He was with some of the rulers from the temple. Judas, when he saw Jesus, ran ahead and kissed him. This was the signal to the soldiers to identify Jesus. The soldiers who were there came to take Jesus. Peter at first wanted to fight, but Jesus told him, "No." Jesus agreed to go with the men.